The Silver and Black Show.
Rivers back. Time. Too much time. Will take a deep shot. He'll throw it away. It'll be intercepted by Usama Young. Back on the 30. 40. He's got room to go. Here's Terrell Pryor back. Going to take a deep shot on the first play of the game. He lays it out there. And it's caught by Rod Streeter. Touchdown, Raiders! First play of the game from scrimmage. A deep shot. Rod Streeter right over the top beats Derek Cox, and Terrell Pryor lays it in perfectly for a Raider touchdown.
Well, that was a quick turnaround. The first play after the Raiders' first interception of the year, they go downtown for a touchdown. And that's somewhat fitting because a quick turnaround was the theme on Sunday as Clay Wood, the head groundskeeper, and the crew at the O.co Coliseum converted that stadium from baseball to football in about 17 hours, and that could be a record. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by Jim Plunkett. And what a game on Sunday, Jim. First of all, to go from baseball, the A's win the night before, to football, and to watch the Raiders play that well, the place was rocking on Sunday night.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a quick turnaround by everybody. The Raiders came out playing hard and fast and got on the scoreboard early once again, as they did against Washington. But this time they were hold the lead, build on it. They played extremely well. Best game that I've seen them play this year, no doubt.
The Raiders played without five starters on Sunday. Running back Darren McFadden, center Stefan Wisniewski, left offensive tackle Jared Deer, right tackle Tony Pascio, strong safety Tyvon Branch. I'm going out of that. They lost Rashad Jennings in the second quarter, Jim, but arguably this was the finest performance of a Dennis Allen coach Raider team, up 17-0 at halftime. Jim, they forced five turnovers. They were solid on offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, that was a very good offensive team in San Diego and Phillip Rivers, and they did everything to stymie him, make him make mistakes. Three interceptions by the Raiders defense, put a lot of pressure on him, didn't know where to go with the football. Just well played on defense. Offensively, they had big plays, they had long drives, they did a little bit of everything to help them win that football game.
Without a doubt, just about everybody on the roster contributed, but a few more than others. Let's go to our Raider headline, and the headline of week number six, obviously, is Pryor in prime time. The first play, Jim, of the game, he goes 44 yards to Rod Streeter for a touchdown. Look at his line, 18 of 23, 221 yards, a second touchdown to Denarius Moore, no turnovers in the game, a quarterback rating of 135.7, and deep into the game, he had the perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. He hit his first 10. This quarterback, Jim, is getting good, and he's getting good quickly.
Hey, he certainly is, and he's learning under fire. You know, I thought he really turned it up a notch. I thought he played exceptionally well. My hat's off to him. He got out of trouble, made plays down the football field, threw from the pocket, put the ball down the football field, which were, you know, me as being a former quarterback, I'll always like to see. And he kept the pressure on that defense of San Diego. Just when you thought they had him, he got out of trouble, found the receiver down the field, and converted crucial third down plays.
There are certain guys, Jim, and you were one of them, that just respond to the biggest games, the biggest moments, whether it's Monday night, Sunday night. Terrell Pryor appears to be one of those guys. And without question, the future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson is one as well. He's our second headline. Woodson, like a fine wine. And since he does own 24 wines up in Napa, we had to get him a plug there. And Charles will be joining us later on the Silver and Black Show. But here, the scoop and the score, Jim, his 13th career defensive touchdown to tie the former Raider Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and Darren Sharper for the most in the history of the NFL.
You know, I've always been impressed with Charles. Won the Heisman Trophy. You know, certainly a great player. Makes big plays in big games. Just like, as we mentioned, Terrell Pryor came up big. So did Charles Woodson scoring that touchdown. But he's a guy you can count on down after down, play after play. He comes up with a big play in the right place at the right time. And all of a sudden, he helps turn the game around.
Yeah, he's got a Heisman like you do. And it was 1997 when he won the Heisman in Michigan. The Raiders made him the first pick, fourth overall pick in 1998. His first ever game was at Arrowhead Stadium. And that's our third headline this week, Jim, at our Raider headlines. No place like Kansas City. And I was somewhat surprised to even be reminded of this. The Raiders have won their last six visits to Arrowhead Stadium dating back to 2007.
And that's almost hard to believe, but with all the struggles the Raiders have had over the last several years to have won six straight down at Arrowhead, you know, it's quite an achievement. And, you know, they're going to face a very, very good Kansas City Chiefs team, especially on that defensive side of the football.
Yeah, Chiefs are playing great. Raiders are 2-3, and the Chiefs have a piece of first place in the AFC West at 5-0. All right, this week on the Silver and Black Show, we will talk with AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Sir Charles Woodson. Head coach Dennis Allen will stop by as he does each and every week. And Jim and I will get you ready for the matchup with the undefeated, yes, undefeated 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs. All this and more on Week 6 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.